Welcome back to the Riverman pregame show here from the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as we bring in Riverman head coach Jared Bednar. As this road trip, it ends tonight, but it's either 5-4 or 4-5. A lot depends on tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, and going back to our last game, we have to make sure that's the way we want to play every night, and we need to try and duplicate that performance. I thought from a defensive standpoint, our team was committed. We were tracking the puck hard, and we were doing everything with authority in our own zone and made the simple plays to get out and get pressure up ice. So where we want to try, we've looked a lot at that game. We've broken it down. They've seen parts of it as individuals and as a team, and stressing going forward that's the way we play consistently from here on out.
22 games in, is that the top right now? Is that what you're modeling everything after?
Absolutely. I think you look at that game, and there was a game down in San Antonio that we won 5-0, where we had all our big guns firing. We produced a lot of offense, but from a defensive standpoint, that last game was very good, and that's how we're going to win hockey games going forward. We know that when we have our lineup together and we have everyone pulling the same rope, we're going to produce our offense, but from a defensive side of things, I thought we were excellent. Like I said, everyone committed. We were protecting the front of the net well. If they had a scoring chance, we made sure it was stopped there, and we were moving out of the zone as quickly as possible.
It seemed like that game also had a higher tempo than most other games.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it, our defensive game relies on our quickness, and some games we skate better than others, and you look at the quickness we had in areas in our own zone to defend. We were quick to contact, we were aggressive, like I said, and we always had numbers coming back to make sure that we outnumbered them around the puck, and when we do that, then we take less penalties as well. I think you see our team now over the last six games, we've had three penalties against us in most of those games, and 4-1 and 2 in another one. And when you look at that compared to the previous 15, 16 games we played, we were averaging 5.83 penalties against per game. So we're almost in half there. So getting up and moving and defending and being aggressive is also taking a lot of hooking, holding, tripping penalties away from our game, which is a very positive here moving forward.
Whenever a goaltender has a shutout in 28 saves, you know he played well, but it seemed like Ben Bishop during that first period really kept you guys in the game and let you do what you wound up doing in the game.
Yeah, you know what he did for us? The biggest thing that I was impressed with is he was able to slow the game down when we needed it. If they had a scoring chance or a shot on goal, and he made sure that he smothered the puck so we could reset on a faceoff, get our line changed, especially on the road. That's important, and he did that throughout the game, not just the first but second as well. And it keeps the other team from gaining any momentum. And with the team playing the way it was and skating the way we were, playing a full 200-foot game, he made our job easier, and then we made his job easier in turn.
I want to ask you about that hit on TJ Hensick in the third period that knocked him out of the game. Just your thoughts and maybe a surprise that there was no suspension handed out?
Yeah, I think that's a hit that definitely could be suspendable. I think you have to look at the player's intent and their track record, and that particular player didn't really have a history of doing things like that. I think he just got caught. You have to be careful when you're defending a player like TJ Hensick. If you make a mistake or ease off him at the wrong time, he certainly has the ability to hurt you, as we all know, and so he was probably just trying to do the right thing and make sure he was defending hard, but certainly looked from the video side of things that it came at a time where TJ was getting ready to head to the bench and held onto the puck and just sending it deep, and the player finished his check hard and just happened to be right on his numbers.
Coming into Milwaukee here today, this team's been through a lot of changes in the last week with a new head coach, but they won 8-2 in his debut. Your thoughts on Milwaukee here going into their first meeting of the season on the road against them?
Well, they're a strong defensive team. I mean, they play within their structure and stick to their game plan as good as any team we've seen over the last couple of years, and then again, this year was no different. They had the coaching change with Kirk Muller coming in for Lane Lambert, and now again, Ian Herber's coming in for Kirk Muller. It doesn't seem like they missed a beat here last game, like you mentioned, winning 8-2. Too. So our goal will be to make sure that we're defending as hard as they do, and then it's going to be a game of mistakes from there. I think special teams will be an important part of this game, and we have to find a way to get our power play rolling. It's been pretty stale as of late. We've only capitalized on 3 of our last 27 opportunities, which isn't near enough. And we have some guys missing out of our lineup that play key roles in our power play, like Brett Sterling. He's getting an opportunity up top right now, and there's an opportunity here for someone else to step up and help provide that offense.
It may only be the first game of December, but this team's 1 point ahead of you in the standings.
That's the way we approach it. It's on the board in our locker room right now. We're playing, we're fortunate for us. Like, we're trying to climb in the standings, and we're playing a team that's 1 point ahead of us for two games in a row, and that's a huge 4 points or 8 point swing, depending on how you look at it. So we have the ability here to come in tonight and pull ahead of them in the standings with a win, and then get back at them again tomorrow at home ice. So that's got to be a strong focus for a team. You got to start looking at teams above you and make sure when you're playing a back-to-back that you're taking that as a mini playoff series, and you have to come out on top if you want to climb.
That's Ribman head coach Jared Bednar as he gets his team ready for the Milwaukee Admirals tonight. Starting lineups are next on CD Country 107.9, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.